From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
's broadcast, President Moon Jae-in cites real estate policy as the most regrettable aspect of his term during a town hall meeting. The government assesses last week's COVID-19 risk level for the nation as high, up two notches from the previous week, and the second highest in a five-point scale. And K-pop boy band BTS becomes the first Asian act to be named Artist of the Year at the American Music Awards. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kalka. President Moon Jae-in held a town hall meeting on Sunday evening to answer questions about his major policies. The event, broadcast live by KBS, was attended by some 300 citizens online and in person that KBS selected through polling agencies. During the 100-minute event, Moon cited real estate issues as the most regrettable aspect of his administration, saying that it would have been better if the government had put more effort into supplying homes earlier. He added the government may not have time to fix the problem before his term expires in May, but it will work to find a solution until the end so that difficulties don't spill over to the next government. Regarding COVID-19 treatment, Moon said the government has signed a contract for COVID-19 pills for 400,000 people, which will be brought in February at the latest. He also said the government will lower the minimum age for COVID-19 vaccination if the vaccine proves safe and effective for children, noting that the United States has started inoculating children aged 5 to 11. Ruling Democratic Party presidential candidate Lee Jae-myung promised change and innovation within the party election committee, while main opposition People Power Party's Yoon Sung-yeol fine-tuned details of his party's election committee. At Monday's election committee meeting, Lee, who agreed to spearhead party reforms the previous day, said a new beginning starts from self-examination, pledging to not only listen to the public, but also to put forth practical response measures, stating that he himself is also to blame for public disappointment in the party. He apologized for the government's failure to curb soaring housing prices, which aggravated difficulties already experienced by young people and those without homes. The candidate also pledged to push a pending bill aimed at preventing a second Songnam land development scandal embroiled in allegations of bribery and favoritism. PPP's Yoon, on the other hand, is seeking fresh faces to join his party's election committee. On Sunday, Yoon announced that former party interim chief Kim Jong-in, former interim leader of the PPP's predecessor Liberty Korea Party, Kim Byung-jun, and former DP leader Kim Hang-gil have agreed to come on board the leadership. Yoon later said Kim Jong-in, tapped as the chief, asked for more time to make a final decision. The government has assessed last week's COVID-19 risk level for the nation as high. According to health authorities on Monday, the latest risk level moved up two notches from low a week earlier. The Seoul metropolitan area was assessed to be at the highest degree of very high, with other regions at moderate, although both climbed two levels. Authorities began evaluating COVID-19 risks on a five-point scale based on the occupation rate of beds for critical patients, the weekly tally for patients suffering from serious symptoms, and the percentage of patients aged 60 or older, among other indicators. Health authorities reported more than 2,800 new COVID-19 cases on Monday, with severe cases staying above 500 for the third straight day. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said that 2,827 new infections were detected throughout Sunday, including 21 from overseas. The daily tally dropped by nearly 300 from the previous day, apparently due to fewer tests over the weekend, and fell below 3,000 after 5 days. However, the figure marks the largest for Monday. The number of infections is feared to rise further as all kindergartens and schools across the nation return to full-time in-person classes on Monday for the first time in some 2 years. The number of severe cases dropped by 2 from the previous day to 515. The death toll rose to 3,298, with 24 additional deaths. K-pop boy band BTS has written K-pop history once again, becoming the first Asian act to be named Artist of the Year at the American Music Awards. The 7-member group clinched the category at the 2021 AMAs broadcast live from Los Angeles on Sunday. Other contenders for Artist of the Year included industry heavyweights like Ariana Grande, Drake, Olivia Rodrigo, Taylor Swift, and The Weeknd. BTS also topped the categories of Favorite Pop Duo or Group and Favorite Pop Song with their blockbuster hit single, Butter. The boy band took to the stage twice for Butter and My Universe, a collaboration with Coldplay. BTS set numerous records this year. Butter stayed on the Billboard Hot 100 chart for 10 non-consecutive weeks, followed by 2 other chart-topping singles, Permission to Dance and My Universe. A substantially larger group of people will be subject to the comprehensive real estate tax this year due to a hike in property prices and the tax rate. According to the Ministry of Economy and Finance on Monday, it is sending tax bills to 947,000 people, up by 280,000 from last year. The ministry is tapping them to pay a total of 5.7 trillion won, up 3.9 trillion won from the previous year. However, it said that only 2% of the population will be subject to the tax, and that about 89% of the total will be paid by multi-homeowners and corporations, not single homeowners. Prosecutors have indicted 3 key figures in their investigation into alleged lobbying and favoritism tied to the Songnam land development project. The Seoul Central District Prosecutor's Office on Monday indicted Kim Man-bae, the biggest shareholder of asset management firm Hwachondaeu, as well as Namuk and Chung Yong-hak, owners of its affiliates. Kim and Nam face charges of dereliction of duty and bribery under the additional punishment law on specific economic crimes. Chung, who provided prosecutors with an audio recording transcript, was indicted without pretrial detention as an accomplice. They are accused of colluding with Yoo Dong-kyu and Chung Min-yong, 2 former executives at Songnam Development Corporation, to secure a hefty profit for the asset firm while inflicting losses for the public company. The scheme allowed the asset firm and its 6 affiliates to rake in about 183 billion won in profits. Kim and Nam are also suspected of providing Yoo and Chung with company funds worth 500 million won and 3.5 billion won, respectively, in bribes. The indictments, however, did not mention involvement by then Songnam City Mayor Lee Jae-myung, who is the ruling Democratic Party's presidential candidate. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 42.23 points, or 1.42% on Monday, closing the day at 3,013.25. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kalka.